Entering Ella's room that morning, I had expected to find her resting peacefully, with a nasogastric tube sucking bile from her stomach. What I had not expected was to find her parents and grandfather seated in a semicircle around her, with their own tubes sticking out of their noses and taped to their foreheads. I was a third-year surgical resident at Brigham and Women's Hospital, making rounds with the senior resident, technically my boss that day, on my first rotation in pediatric surgery at Boston Children's Hospital. Both the Brigham and Boston Children's were teaching hospitals affiliated with Harvard Medical School. Many of their doctors taught at Harvard, and Harvard Med School students went there for training and to do their residency. Crossing the bridge between the two hospitals, I had felt the senior resident's mood shift from gruff to decidedly grumpy. Now, as we stood in Ella's room trying to make sense of the scene, I felt he was about to erupt. He was not the first colleague to show frustration in a pediatric environment. After 2 years of residency at Brigham and Women's, I had grown accustomed to the regular complaints of my peers as they crossed the bridge to Boston Children's, one of the first and best pediatric specialty centers in the nation. I suppose at some level it was to be expected. They were mimicking an attitude common among the famous doctors who were training us. Most of my fellow residents were aspiring brain surgeons, cancer researchers, orthopedists, and heart surgeons. They had little time or energy for anxious parents, let alone for the quirks and tantrums of children. The previous day, the senior resident had brusquely informed Ella's parents she would need a nasogastric tube, which we would have to insert through her nose down into her stomach. Her intestine, which we had untwisted in a relatively common but quite invasive surgical procedure, was still not functioning properly, and we needed to relieve it of all stress to give it a chance to heal. Ella's parents had been patiently waiting for weeks to see some progress, and the news of the tube had visibly crushed them. The prolonged hospital stay was taking a toll on their 4-year-old daughter, and they worried the tube would further damage her spirits. The senior resident didn't seem to register their concerns. He silently examined Ella one last time, then wrote out the order for the tube to be inserted. I wanted to reassure them somehow, but couldn't think of what to say or do that wouldn't seem insubordinate. Ella's parents moved in closer and spoke more emphatically. "She is not ready for this," her father said, his voice not so much stern as weary, almost pleading. "She's been through too much. We have to be able to explain, in her own language, why she needs this." My colleague looked up and mumbled, "I'm sorry." And then we were off, leaving them with a look of disbelief. So the following morning, when we entered the room, I was struck by the majesty and outrageousness of their gesture. "We told you we would do whatever it took to make this easier for her," Ella's father said matter-of-factly. Her mother stood up and moved closer. I will never forget the willfulness, the sheer animal-like protectiveness that she exuded. The senior resident blushed and didn't even examine the girl before saying, "This is against hospital policy." I had to do all I could to keep from wincing. Ella's mother saw that her daughter was registering the tension in our voices and motioned for us to step into the hallway, but the chief resident would not budge. "You are going to have to remove the tubes immediately, or we will ask you to leave the hospital," he said. The grandfather folded his newspaper and frowned. He looked at his granddaughter, then shook his head and closed his eyes. "Immediately," he repeated, and out he went before they could respond. I trailed after him despondently, angry at myself for doing nothing to intervene. I knew he would follow through on his threat, and I could tell the parents understood this. But if it helped the girl, was it really such a problem?